Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 2110, Why Parents of Young Adults Should Do Their Own Report Card, by Dr. Jack Stoltzfus of ParentsLettingGo.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to ORD. I'm your host and narrator, Greg Audino, and I'm here with you every single day to narrate and offer commentary on different blog posts that center on relationship building. On Thursdays and Fridays, the content focuses on parenting, so that's what we will be doing again today. Let's jump into this post from parenting expert, therapist, and coach, Dr. Jack Stoltzfus, as we optimize your life. Why Parents of Young Adults Should Do Their Own Report Card, by Dr. Jack Stoltzfus of ParentsLettingGo.com. How do we know if we're making the right decision or taking the right action regarding our adult children? Should the criteria be if our kids are happy with the decision or like us? What if they are unhappy with the decision or are angry and reject us? In this latter case, did we make the wrong decision? We had no problem living with their unhappiness or rejection when they were young and told they couldn't play in the street. Why is it hard to say no as they become adolescents and young adults? One explanation is that we have become overly invested in their success and happiness. And to the point, if they are not succeeding and happy, we feel like failures. Focus on what you can control. In our overinvestment in their success and happiness, we ignore several facts. First, we can't control another adult, including our child. They are adults and are responsible for their decisions and actions. And second, we are not responsible for their actions, or for that matter, their happiness. This is part of the necessary letting go process. If we expect that we can control or get them to do what we want, we are setting ourselves up for disappointment. We can't control them or be responsible for them, but we are in control and responsible for our actions. As such, our criteria for whether we are doing well as parents must be the decisions and actions under our control. If we give our kids our report cards and ask them to grade us, we give up our power and responsibility and become susceptible to manipulation and intimidation. We need to do our report card. Parental report card. Recently, in working with a parent, I was asked what should be on the report card, or if I have any examples. My thoughts about what could be on the report card are as follows. Am I trying to control my young adult and believe I am responsible for their actions? Do I believe I am responsible for their success and happiness? Am I acting in love and not driven by fear of rejection, guilt, threats, resentment, hurt, etc.? Am I deciding or taking an action that is consistent with my principles, such as responsibility, keeping promises, telling the truth, etc.? Am I deciding or taking action to increase my adult child's independence or dependence on me? Do I demonstrate unconditional love for who they are as my son or daughter? Am I demonstrating a desire to have a better relationship with them by listening, seeking understanding, and asking for suggestions on how to be a better parent? Have I let go of guilt by apologizing for my shortcomings and mistakes as a parent? Have I forgiven myself for the past? Have I forgiven my son or daughter for actions that have been hurtful or offensive? Have I demonstrated backbone and stood behind my principles and values, even if it means my adult child is unhappy with me? Have I acknowledged that I have to let go and have fully supported my kids' separate identity and autonomy? And am I practicing good self-care, exercise, diet, sleep, and close friends for support, so I have the stamina to be a strong and emotionally available parent? My guess is that you may be overwhelmed hearing this list and think you will never get a good enough report card to be a successful parent. I understand that the list is daunting. Don't try to overachieve. Perfect is the enemy of good. Go through the list and come up with the initial 3 or 4 areas where you know you need to improve. And if you have a couple that you are currently acing, put those in so you can sustain your efforts in these areas and can be sure to get some good grades. Remember, this is your report card. So, you are grading your efforts. And be kind to yourself. Parents are the guiltiest segment of our society. At the end of the day or week, look in the mirror, review your actions, and grade yourself from A to F. If you have some low grades, identify an action or two that you can take the next week to bump up your grade. If you have a spouse or a close parent friend, ask them to be your accountability partner. Check in with them to describe how you're doing and request feedback and suggestions. You just listened to the post titled, Why Parents of Young Adults Should Do Their Own Report Card, by Dr. Jack Stoltzfus of ParentsLettingGo.com. And I'll be back with my commentary right after this.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And thank you to Dr. Jack for this post. One that can definitely help parents to think more critically about the many facets of parenting. Oftentimes when it comes to parenting, or any other difficult venture, we have this habit of gauging our performances based on one or two single attributes. Maybe they're the ones that seem the most popular, or they're the ones that mean the most to us for some reason. For example, we might consider ourselves to be great parents if we help our kids with homework and do a lot to help them excel in school. This would probably be the action of a parent who feels that education is the most important thing for their children, hands down. And that's fine. But if such a parent is only focused on education, they might be lacking or at least less open to the value of other parenting components. Maybe communication with their kids, helping to facilitate good friendships or chores around the house, just to name a few. So use a post like this to remain cognizant of the many ways our kids need us to be there for them, there for ourselves, and how those ways can vary as they age from children into adults. But with that, we have reached the end for today. Thank you, as always, for coming out and making another episode possible, everyone. Enjoy your Friday if you are listening in real time, and I do hope you'll join us again over the weekend, where your optimal life awaits.